Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Let's Talk America. My name is Lewis, and I'm your host for tonight. Sorry, I have some bad news, unfortunately, today. Red SUV was drove through a Christmas parade by a Milwaukee suburbs of Waukesha. It's horrible what is going on today, nowadays, in this world. 20 people were injured, I believe one dead. You know, right now they are telling people to stay in their homes. Apparently there are some people, there are suspects, and they're looking for them. I hope they do find these people and bring them to justice. You know, I heard that mostly the injuries were children, and that is not correct, you know. You shouldn't be harming no children or anything like that. I don't know what kind of mentality this person had or what were they thinking. If this had to do anything with Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, verdict or things like that. But, you know, this was for a Christmas parade for, you know, families to be gathering together, you know, just moving forward and things like that. And something like this happens, you know. We've seen incidents like this overseas. We've seen, you know, in Paris, truck driving through a parade, coming out and then shooting people and things like that. They did hear some gunshots, but I believe that was the cops trying to shoot it at the SUV, trying to get them to stop. Now, this is what happens when you start defunding police and, you know, there's not enough cops to protect everyone. Hopefully this opens up the eyes for everybody else, you know, to understand that, you know, we do need more police out there protecting the citizens, you know. But again, I sorry to bring this sad news at this moment, but hopefully, you know, families and everything like that, you know, are able to gather for these holidays. Once again, I do apologize for these bad news. I do hope that they do find this suspect that they're looking for. Let me see here. Well, the cops are still looking for this suspect. Hopefully they could find the person or the persons that were involved into this heinous attack in innocent people, you know. Hopefully, you know, we're able to bring these people to justice as well. Well, thank you very much for listening, guys. I will keep you posted. Hopefully more information will come in tomorrow, and I'll let you guys know. Well, besides that, have a good night, and thank you for listening.